Next is 10,137. It's a variance from the side yard setback, and it's on 279 within Delaware Oyster Farms Development, lot 155.
Did you?
I got correspondence on this one also. I don't know if the board members did as well.
No.
But if you did, just again, toss
it. I didn't get any.
Did you get, did you have pictures last week? I mean, last meeting? Did you have pictures?
I can't remember.
I don't think so,
honestly.
Okay, well then I...
If they came in, just send them down to me if you would, and I'll leave them in my pocket.
Okay.
I don't remember seeing any.
Send them down if you didn't.
Mr. Schaub doesn't usually submit pictures.
No, okay, no, we didn't have anything if it was him, no. Nope, didn't have any. Okay?
One point that I noted from the opposition was there was no passage on, because the steps, there was no passage on that side of the property.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if anybody wanted to pass through, they'd have to go on his property.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he said if the traffic, yeah, you're right, John. He said if to pass the traffic to the rear of the home, they plan to construct a new dwelling next year, and then if the variance is approved, they will put up a fence.
Huh. Mm.
Can't say I blame him.
There's already There's already a fence on the portion of it, right?
Right.
Who does that belong to? The African or Lot 56?
Read it first. Doesn't say here. Doesn't say the only statement they made was, you know, that he objects to the variance for the steps. The steps are in the current location, don't allow for traffic to go to the rear of the home.
He still get it done by, he said. Right?
Yeah, go through the bedroom and
but
all
the bedroom.
Bedroom all that way, so that would be, I need to. I just see no problem with it. Really don't.
Huh?
I see no problem with it. I need to think I'd
have. Yeah, there was a lot more opposition in the first case.
Yeah, there was two parties. Yeah, they found that the two parties appeared in opposition.
And that was when the house was supposed to be turned the other way, wasn't it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
On a 50-foot lot.
Yeah, you know how much it worked, right? I'm going to have to run through my house while I'm getting back. I've seen that moment myself. What do you think?
I don't know.
I think that, you know, certainly their steps are an infringement on his neighbor, a considerable infringement, not having passage through on that side of the house. I mean, he's already got a variance for the house itself.
Mm-hmm.
The others, I don't know that it's such an issue.
Very many other variances like that right down there, because that's all
small
lots.
I'll look and see if there's any other variances there.
That'd be good, if you would, please.
Yeah, there's, if you got your map there, there's, variances on 65.
They're right on Russell Avenue.
Yeah. No, that's on the road behind it, on the corner lot. See it there, Basin Road. I'm sorry. And then the others are across the way on Cannon and Basin Road again.
Same kind of variance.
Front and rear and side. For 65, and then the others are front and rear and side. Then there's one for front, another one for front.
Mostly front.
Mm-hmm.
Front.
I don't have any problem with approving all but that that one side.
I'm like, John, I don't have the problem with the rest of it, one side. That's close.
Mr. Hudson?
I wouldn't want a house without being able to get out the door, the front door. And I know.
He has a front door and a back door.
Does he go with the house or the neighbor?
So he had to go through the bedroom to get out the back.
Yeah, go through his bedroom, get in the kitchen, the bathroom, the bedroom to get out the back. Apparently, I'm gonna about run through my house going down the way.
That thing's going far, don't make no difference.
Huh?
That thing's going far, don't make no difference. You go down the door.
It'll be out the window.
Yeah.
Dig a hole in the floor, but I'm trying to go on, come on now. I'm gonna go on pod and drive. Suppose we get back in the woods now, better not say that.
That's up to you.
Has he owned it for 3 years?
I think so.
How did I get called anyway? How did it get caught?
It's up for sale.
There, I don't know.
Huh? It's up for sale.
For sale.
That's survey guy.
Is survey guy money? Settlement problem.
He did turn it,
yep.
No, he had to, yeah, because they were over the line.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they sure did.
I think he bought it like that.
Yeah.
He bought it like that?
Yeah,
it says date. It says date property that was acquired was 5/9/05.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
See,
in a minute.
So you could say it wasn't created by the applicant.
Wasn't his fault.
Not sure it wasn't.
Yeah.
He bought it.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
Anyway, either way.
I'm maybe let it get him.
Whatever.
Well, if you're ready, then make a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the property is unique in the size and the area that it's in with the size of lots. Believe the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, not necessarily created by the applicant. And I believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief. Therefore, I make a motion we approve case number 10,137.
Do I have a second to that motion? We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,137. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.